You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. I only have about a minute for a quick introduction. You're going to hear something that I just preached and taught at my church night before last on Wednesday, and I was able to use some professional equipment for recording, and we're doing Facebook Live as well. For those of you that enjoy this program, that like to study the Word of God along with all of us here, our Facebook page is Island Community Church, and of course most churches meet Wednesday and Sunday. Both of those days we're broadcasting live. We just started a Wednesday night. We just resumed Wednesday night, just this past Wednesday night. And it has wonderful audio. It's a little bit different, a little more of a teaching format here, but that's great, right? We're in Revelation chapter 11. We're looking at the two witnesses, and we're only going to get hardly halfway into this. It's almost an hour long, so I cut it up into like three programs. Starting here today, we're in Revelation chapter 11. Pull up a seat, or if you're driving, study along with us here, and we're in for a great study. I promise you that. This will air on Monday and Tuesday as well. So I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and God bless you. Here is part one now of this message, The Two Witnesses. But tonight I want to look in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, if you'd like to turn there. Revelation chapter 11. How do we understand this book? First, and the most important way to understand is literal, if possible. Number two, symbolic, when the literal doesn't work. I mean, apple means apple. But anytime it's symbolic, God expects you to understand. When we read in chapter 13, when he says, I saw a beast with two horns like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon. Who is the lamb in the Bible? John 1:29. Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. We know who the lamb is. Even the sacrificial lamb. Even the scapegoat. They all point to Jesus Christ. So when you see someone with two horns like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon, obviously you can interpret that literal. But you should know the Word of God enough to know who the lamb is and who the dragon is. Who's the dragon? I hear it. Right. Satan. Chapter 12. Behold, that dragon was cast out. That serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceiveth the whole world. You know, I think that's where we're going to go next week. We'll look in chat. We will study chapter 12 next week. So it's easy for you to understand. Number one, you take the Bible literal if possible. Number two, symbolic when literal doesn't work. And also many times, when John saw a vision he didn't understand, an angel came and said, do you understand what you see? And John goes, no. And then the angel explained it to him. So there'd be no misunderstanding. But the symbolic interpretation, when a literal is called for, like the Presbyterians do, will get you in a lot of trouble. Because the Presbyterians and the Catholics have spiritualized the Bible and they symbolically look at the book of Revelation. And that is why the Presbyterians and the Catholic Church believe in replacement theology. That is, they believe the church has replaced Israel as the apple of God's eye. And we know that's not true because the Bible is plain. Obviously, chapter 11 of Romans couldn't be in your Bible. Has God cast away his people who he foreknew? Meganoito! God forbid! God has not cast away his people whom he proegno, knew in advance. God knew in advance what they were going to do. God has not cast off the nation of Israel. But you see, apple secretly has got to mean watermelon for you. To cast off the simple understanding that God is not done with the nation of Israel. Also in the book of Revelation, we read of 144,000 Jews. Not only does he want you to take that literal, but he breaks it down by tribe. And gives you 12,000 a tribe. So, that does not secretly mean Hindu. And it's not a reference to Christian or the church. God is dealing with the Jews at this point. Remember Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7. God says this is a time of Jacob's trouble. And yet he shall be delivered from it. This time, at least the last 3.5 years of the tribulation, is a time of Jacob's trouble. We're going to see as we get in, we're going to see Jewish things as we get into this text here now. We're going to see right here in verse 1, we're going to see a temple. We're going to see an altar and people worshiping there. So this is primarily for the Jews, what's going on here at this part in the book of Revelation, which I believe will be the second half of the tribulation. So, I want to establish a few main points here tonight. Number one, the significance of the number 3.5 and the period of 3.5. And number two, the two witnesses, does the Bible reveal their identity? That's what we want to look at. Let's read the first two verses and then start off answering question number one. Under the subject heading in my New King James Bible, the two witnesses. Then I, this is John speaking, the Apostle John, then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. Again, notice, the scenario here is entirely Jewish. Notice there's a temple standing. Notice there's an altar in it. Now here we have the second time we're informed of an end times temple in Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus himself said, Mark 24:15, he says, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place. Now that we believe is at the midway point in the tribulation, there's got to be a rebuilt temple here. And this is about where John is now, around the midpoint of the tribulation. There's a temple built. There's a temple built here. Now actually, I can think of three times now in the Bible where we read about a temple. In the end of the age, that's important to understand, not just back then in 70 AD, but in the future at the end of the age, like Jesus said. The third one is the Apostle Paul, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Paul says that the man of sin, Antichrist, he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So we've got three times. Now this here too has caused more faulty interpretations into this book. One known major fault is known as preterism. And let me say, I take my hat off to a lot of preterists. They're very smart individuals. I've never met a dumb preterite. They're smart. They understand the word of God. But they go wrong in the school that they believe that they spiritualize and symbolize what certain things mean. And I want to look at here in my Baptist study Bible here, though Baptist or not really makes no difference. It's the chart of how to interpret the Bible is what makes the difference on the inside. And interpretation of Revelation, there's four. The first one is called preterist. And their basic thesis is this. All of the events of Revelation were fulfilled during the days of either Nero or Domitian. The books concerned only the events of the first century. Major advocates of this view. This view was developed by the Jesuits, that's Catholics, and is still held by many in the Catholic Church and some Protestants, that being Presbyterians. And then the evaluation. It says this book, that is the book of Revelation, is reduced to little more than a relic of antiquity with no message for later generations. And that's true. If all of the book of Revelation up until Jesus' return on a white horse in chapter 19, then you can throw the whole rest of it out. It's got no meaning to you. The letters of the churches have no meaning to you. Nothing else in it has it. If you think Nero was the Antichrist, then all of this has got no meaning. Other ways to interpret. The second one is called the historical interpretation, or known as post-millennialism. They believe that Revelation is a panorama of church history, from the initiation of the apostolic era to the consummation of the age. This position was held by Martin Luther and John Wycliffe and most of the reformers except for the Anabaptists. The third group, idealists, known as amillennialists, that is those that don't believe in the literal thousand-year reign of Christ. Their thesis is, the apocalypse is not to be construed as a representation of actual events. That is, they don't believe the book of Revelation is real. They think it's symbolic. Again, the apocalypse, that is the revelation, is not to be construed as a representation of actual events, whether past or future. The book is only a symbol or a metaphor to depict the great struggle between good and evil. Last group, which I hold to, most Protestants hold to, is called futurists or premillennialists, the belief that Jesus Christ will return to usher in the millennial reign.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford.